This is the Schnitt Show.
Oh, we have a Johnny Depp apology now. Johnny Dump. I mean, when is this going to end? All these, you know, jokes about assassinating the president. Can you imagine if we joked about assassinating Obama? Can you imagine if conservative talk radio or conservative Hollywood types talked about assassinating Barack Obama? Could you imagine the uproar would have occurred? Oh, my God. Do these folks think that whether they're on U.S. soil or whether they're on foreign soil, that it makes any kind of a difference? Yeah, there's an apology now from Johnny Depp. Hang on a sec. Is this from People Magazine? Hang on, I'm dialing up the live apology now. Gotta wait for this thing to load. All right, welcome to Schnitt on a Friday. It is the end of the week, and we are going to be totally backlogged today. There is just too much stuff, not enough airtime for it all. We've got the White House briefing, which is audio only again. In fact, the audio is being replayed as we speak. So, and I've got my issues with the games that the White House appears to be playing with the White House briefing. And I'm sorry, I'm going to be outspoken on this. It's important. We have Trump speaking out on the Comey tweet and the are there any tapes? Comey better hope not. And, of course, we've got got to deal with all aspects of that. And, again, I don't understand that game that Trump played, because what that did is it opened up a gigantic can of worms, and that essentially sealed the deal. And I don't want to see Trump distracted. I want to see his agenda carried out. Trump has a kick-butt agenda. What Trump wants to do for this country, what he campaigned on, and what he wants to get accomplished, it is solid stuff. This is rock-solid bedrock to build this country back. And you just can't shoot yourself in the foot and create these self-inflicted wounds to then create the distraction, which could derail what Trump wants to get done, which his agenda is superb, what he wants to accomplish. But if Twitter is going to get in the way and game playing is going to get in the way, well, that screws all the folks that voted for Trump that want to see Trump carry out his agenda. Immigration issues, the wall, tax cuts, health care. I mean, it goes on and on and on. You know, trying to stabilize American jobs, bring jobs back to the U.S. I mean, the list is spectacular. And granted, yes, there's always the campaign wish list. There's always the string of promises. You know, how much will Trump be able to get done? It all remains to be seen, but don't distract from the issues. I just don't understand the games, the media games, the biggest revenge. And I've said this to Trump, by any chance, if there's anyone from this administration listening, or if there's anyone from this administration watching, hello, because we're on Newsmax right now, and I just climbed over the counter and I shoved my face right into the Sony HD camera that's over here. Just get the agenda done. Work diligently on that. That is the best revenge. A little game playing with the media and CNN and Jim Acosta and whomever. It's just non-productive. It's silly. Oh, maybe it rah-rah-rahs some of Trump's base and, you know, those that turn out to the rallies and, you know, those that think that Trump can do no wrong. I'm here to say that Trump can do wrong, and Trump has done wrong. He can do a whole lot right, and that's what they need to focus on. I love the agenda. And for me, the most important thing for me, and I've said this before, I'll say it again, is Supreme Court. And preserving the Supreme Court in a fashion that is Schnitt approved, that's the most important thing. And, of course, Gorsuch was one hell of a pick. And the rumblings, it's again today. The rumblings for a couple of months now is that Justice Kennedy is talking about retiring this summer, which that would be great, because Kennedy, who's typically on the conservative side of the court, but he's that swing vote. and he's not 100% reliable. That'd be great for Trump to be able to nominate a extremely reliable conservative justice and lock that sucker in for a generation, potentially. Now, we're talking here. Where was I? Oh, I was kind of going down the agenda for today. Comey and Trump, the tapes. The Washington Post has a couple of very interesting bombshells out today. Putin, I mean, just more proof coming out that Putin personally oversaw screwing with the U.S. election. And we'll get into all of that during the course of the show today. We've got 3 hours. Let me start in our first hours on Newsmax every day on Newsmax TV. In millions and millions of homes across America. And this summer, I think the number of homes carrying Newsmax TV, I want to say more than doubles this summer. So hello to all of our Newsmax TV viewers nationwide. And I'm getting some emails from some folks that from high school. Seriously, I've got, hey, Todd Schnitt, remember me? I was in your 10th grade English class or I was in your 12th grade. Who'd I get? I was in your 12th grade English class in Virginia Beach with Mr. Snodgrass. Who, by the way, Mr. Snodgrass, who taught English at Frank W. Cox High School in Virginia Beach, Virginia, where I went to high school, he was great. He was just a fantastic English teacher. Just thought I'd point that out. All right, so a lot of ground to cover today. We have to get into Johnny Depp here. And again, this litany of celebrities lately on the left that think it's fun to joke around, to make assassination jokes. Johnny Depp did this overseas. We've had it domestically. Just kind of looking at the list lately of who has just done off-color assassination or murderous-type suggestions on Trump. Of course, we have Kathy Griffin, who held up Trump's severed, bloodied head in an era of ISIS, who hacks off heads. And some of the disgusting videos that I've seen of ISIS and what they do, lighting people on fire, dousing a guy in fuel, and then with a trailing wick of fuel, light it and watch a guy burn to death. What about drowning men in a steel cage? And then, of course, I've watched a couple of unedited, uncensored ISIS beheading videos because it's important. It is important to see what this Islamic radical mentality can actually do. And now we've got Johnny Depp, who's completely crossed the line here. I've got 25 seconds of Depp. And the British, he was in some kind of Q&A session, a little north of London is what it looks like, according to the map. And the Brits are cheering when Johnny Depp was talking about assassinating the president. We had Madonna. We had, Shakespeare. I'll get into all that in a second. First, here's the audio. This is Johnny Depp at a Q&A, an acting seminar Q&A. This is a little north of London.
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
And do you notice, and I didn't edit the cheering here, notice how the British that went to see Johnny Depp, they are cheering this. They are excited about this.
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president? I want to clarify, I'm not an actor.
Oh, really?
I lie for a living.
Oh, he's got the crowd in stitches, huh? Hey, how about making some jokes about that the tower that caught on fire and killed close to 100 people? Why don't you make some jokes about that, Johnny Depp?
However, it's been a while. And maybe it's time.
However, it's been a while and maybe it's time. Oh, it's maybe time that an actor assassinates a president. Oh, very nice. Johnny Wilkes Booth Depp. Oh, my God. I mean, just really? Johnny Depp has apologized. I have the apology over here on this screen. I'll get to that in a second. And I mentioned Madonna. Remember back in January, Madonna was at that Women's March. And Madonna was talking about blowing up the White House. Isn't that lovely?
Yes. I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
Yes, I've thought a lot about blowing up the White House. Isn't that lovely? Isn't that absolutely fantastic? Yeah, so Depp was on stage in a place called Glastonbury. Glastonbury. At some arts festival. When he did this Q&A, and that's when that came up. Indefensible. I don't know how the hell you defend that. And then you add to it on foreign soil. Hey, listen, I got ticked off. John McCain was on foreign soil taking swipes at Trump. I mean, he didn't call for his assassination, but in the last, what was it, three weeks, McCain was, I think, in Germany, and he was taking swipes. Inexcusable. Absolutely inexcusable. Well, the Secret Service, obviously, they investigate all threats. Is Johnny Depp going to be arrested? No. Is Johnny Depp going to assassinate the president? No. But, could this encourage somebody else to? I mean, look at the nut job that shot Scalise. Look at the nut job that shot at the congressmen and the senators playing ball at that practice session for the congressional baseball game. My God. Oh, and there is another piece of audio we have to... Did we edit that? Ask Lee, how many F-bombs did we have to cut out of that? How many bleeps? We've loaded with bleeps. Yeah, there is a Democratic staffer from the state of Nebraska. Folks, you're not going to believe this. You know what? This goes hand in hand. I'll play that after the break. You're not going to believe what a Democratic staffer from Nebraska said regarding Representative Scalise getting shot at that baseball practice. Unbelievable. So we have Madonna wanting to blow up the White House. We have that Shakespeare in the Park in New York, which just concluded. That made national news because it was a modern interpretation of Shakespeare's Julius Caesar. And Julius Caesar was essentially an interpretation of Donald Trump in a suit and a red tie and blonde hair and was stabbed and attacked and murdered on stage. So we have Madonna, we have Shakespeare in the Park, we have Kathy Griffin holding up Trump's head. Now we have Johnny Depp calling for Trump's assassination. Absolutely inexcusable. The White House issued a statement. I have that here. President Trump has condemned violence in all forms. And it's sad that others like Johnny Depp have not followed his lead. I hope that some of Mr. Depp's colleagues will speak out against this type of rhetoric as strongly as they would if this was directed toward a Democrat elected official, or if this had been Obama. I have Johnny Depp's apology here, and you're not going to believe what this Democrat in Nebraska said about Scalise getting shot. Well, you hold on, because we'll get to that next here on Schnitt. Stand by.
This is the Schnitt Show.
You know, I suggested this when the White House started barring the live coverage when the White House started barring the live coverage of the press briefings, I suggested that they get a on my morning show in New York. I do a morning show with Len, a partner of mine. Not that kind of partner, just a professional partner. I do a radio show in New York City on 710 WOR every morning. And we had John Carl on from ABC News, a week ago, a week and a half ago. And I said, hey, they ought to get one of those courtroom sketch artists to just like do sketches on the White House press briefings that are not covered. And I've got my wall of monitors here. CNN is actually showing sketches of today's briefing. I mean, I have a lot more on that because I'm an American. And I want access. Do you want to punish the media, White House? Well, that's your prerogative, but don't punish me, an American that wants access. I want to see the press briefings. Anyway, This is disgusting. So I just told the Johnny Depp story. Now we have a guy by the name of Phil Montag. Was, and I underline and score, was a Nebraska State Democratic Party official. Until yesterday, they fired him. He was fired by the party chairwoman after this audio surfaced that I'm about to play. Saying that he's glad that the House Majority Whip, Steve Scalise, was shot. I mean, this is just disgusting beyond belief. Happy that he was shot. I mean, you have got to hear this. Guys, are you confident that all the F-bombs have been bleeped out? All right, listen to this.
Let me tell you, that motherfucker is the Wizzy.
Whoa, that he called him a mother bleeper.
Let me tell you, that motherfucker is the Wizzy, the one that was shot, the Scafey guy. I mean, that guy, what's his name, Chasey?
I really don't want you to deflect right now.
No, this motherfucker, like, his whole job is, like, to get people, convince Republicans to f***ing kick people off f***ing health care.
We know all of this.
I hate this motherfucker.
Yeah.
I'm glad he got shot. He said it once. If that was not enough,
I'm glad he got shot.
So
then he said it again.
What are you saying it to us for?
Say something.
What are you telling us for?
I wish he was f***ing dead.
I wish he was effing dead. I mean, do you hear this venom?
I wish he was f***ing dead.
I wish he was effing dead. Do you hear this venom, this vitriol? Unbelievable. This leaves me virtually speechless, which is hard to do. Schnitt, back in a moment.
Schnitt.
Yeah, phones lit up on this. Yeah, the Johnny Depp comment, talking about the assassination of Trump.
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president? Clarify, I'm not an actor.
And listen, the British go crazy in Glastonbury. I suggested, hey, why don't you make fun of all the people that died in that apartment building fire over there? That'll go over really well, Johnny. Or why don't you make a, how about a queen assassination joke? Why don't you talk about one of the princes or the queen or Prince Harry's girlfriend or Prince William's wife? What's her name? Kate? Kate something or other, Middleton, Kate Middlefinger. Why do you joke about that, Johnny Depp? I mean, just, you know, disgusting.
I lie for a living.
Just like Donald.
However, it's been a while. And maybe it's time.
It's been a while, maybe it's time, since an actor shot a president, assassinated a president. Actor, that'd be what, John Wilkes Booth. And is it just me, or is he putting on like a fake British accent? Remember Madonna did the fake British accent thing for a while. Remember that? All right, let's go to phones on this. Johnny Depp, and then this disgusting Democrat in Nebraska who said he was glad that Representative Steve Scalise was shot. I mean, you add this up. Madonna talking about blowing up the White House back in January at some march. You had Kathy Griffin holding up Trump's severed head. The Shakespeare in the Park, Trump getting stabbed. You know, let's go to phones on this. 800-801-8999. You know what? I wasn't even planning on going to phones, but I'm going to phones. 800-801-8999. Hang on. We'll get your calls in a second. You want to weigh in on this? On this behavior? Can you imagine if this laundry list of disgusting scenarios and verbiage, can you imagine if this was a Republican directing this toward a Democrat or toward Obama? And then before we go to calls here, one more time, for those that missed it, this is this Democratic official in Nebraska, a state Democratic Party official who was fired after he said that he was glad that Representative Scalise got shot. I mean, this is just disgusting. This dope's name, Phil Montag.
Let me tell you, that motherfucker is the Wizzy, the one that was shot, the Scafey guy. I mean, that guy, what's his name, Chasey?
I really don't want you to deflect right now.
No, this motherfucker, like, his whole job is, like, to get people, convince Republicans to f***ing kick people off f***ing health care.
We know all of this.
I hate this motherfucker.
Yeah.
I'm glad he got shot.
So
I'm not going to say that in public.
You don't have
well, then what are you saying it to
then
us
say
for?
Something.
I'm glad he got shot. I'm glad this mother bleeper got shot. I hate him. And then he says, "On the, I'm not going to say this in public." Well, you just did, didn't you? Because it was recorded. You know, this day and age, you just got to believe that anyone with a cell phone is recording you in this day and age. If someone has a cell phone, it's a little TV studio, it's a little recorder. You got to assume that anyone with a cell phone is recording you these days.
Say something.
What are you telling us for?
I wish he was dead.
I wish he was bleeping dead. All right, to the Schnitt lines, 800-801-8999, the nationwide number, 800-801-8999. Let's fire it off in, well, it says Mechanicsburg. I got to find out which mechanic, because my screen doesn't say the state, just Michael. Michael, where is Mechanicsburg?
It's in central Pennsylvania by Harrisburg.
Yeah, okay, I've heard of Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. Michael, you're on. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just popped in the house and I just turned on. I just caught the things about the Nebraska guy. I knew about the Johnny Depp thing. This is going to be ridiculous. I mean, you know, when's the FBI going to step in? Or when's there going to be a conservative reporter go to, like, Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer and start questioning them about these people and see what they got to say about their base? You know, stick with.
All fair points, buddy. Thank you. Let's stay in Pennsylvania. So from Mechanicsburg, PA, let's go to Pittsburgh, PA, the home of the delicious Primanti sandwich. Are you a fan of Primanti's, John?
I am.
Yeah, so am I. John, go ahead.
Well, I would just like to say that companies in America spend billions of dollars a year advertising their products. Now, why do they do that? Because they want people to buy what they're selling. Well, that's what the mainstream media and that's what all these Democrats are doing. They're selling a product and they're trying to get us to buy it. And it's very dangerous. And if it wasn't working, people wouldn't be advertising and spending all that money. We have to be careful. We got to watch our backs. We have to watch our president. That's all I have to say, sir.
Thank Fair you. Enough. Well said. 800-801-8999. I mean, look what has been said. Johnny Depp, this party official, Democrat from Nebraska. Madonna with blowing up the White House. Kathy Griffin holding up Trump's severed head. Back to the phones. Let's grab Joe in New York City in Manhattan. Joe, you're on Schnitt. Hi. Lost Joe? All right. Let's go to Smitty is in Sandy Hook, Connecticut. Newtown, Connecticut. Smitty, you're on with Schnitt. Go ahead, listening on WLAD Radio.
Hello, Schnitt. I'm enjoying your show as I do every day. Thank you for what you do.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
They should definitely take Johnny Depp seriously. He just got done beating the hell out of his girlfriend a couple of months ago. Maybe the Secret Service should pay him a visit.
Also, Johnny Depp, did I read something where he is in just financial purgatory right now, that he's spent like every dime and he has like 14 or 15 houses around the world? And he, you know, I think I read an article on him that he spends like 30 grand a month on wine. You know, maybe he's drunk in this thing. Who the heck knows? But I want to say the guy's made a fortune. And
well, he's another liberal that the rules don't apply to him, and he can do whatever the hell he wants, and, you know, somebody else will cover for him. And this Democrat in Nebraska or something, he's a piece of work. Boy, it was a disgruntled Democrat that shot Scalise in the first place. And, you know, the history of violent Democrats goes way back to the enforcement arm of the KKK back in the 1800s, which was founded by Democrats.
You know, the Nebraska Democrat saying, I don't want to say this in public. I mean, do you hear the venom? I mean, just the disgust. And he's glad that mother bleeper Scalise got shot. Who the hell says that? I never said I'm glad Gabby Giffords got shot.
It's not like he wasn't saying it in public. I mean, we're listening to it today, aren't we? Everything's in public nowadays.
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine if a Republican had said that they were glad that Gabby Giffords was shot? Who is that nut job? Jared Loeffner in Phoenix, right? I mean, can you imagine if a conservative talk radio guy, Hannity or Limbaugh or I said it or, you know, somebody else... on my radio network, we've got, you know, Joe Pags, for instance, on the radio network that I'm on. Or following me on Newsmax TV is Howie Carr out of New England. Can you imagine if one of those names had said, oh, yeah, I'm glad Gabby Giffords got shot, the mother bleeper. I mean, it would be all over. It'd be done. Let's head to the Florida Panhandle now, and Nettie is in lovely Sneeds, Florida. Hello, Nettie.
Hi, how are you doing?
I am doing delightfully.
I've been listening to your program for a long time, and I really like it, but I'll tell you about these people, the way they're doing, like you're talking about this now, this Johnny, whatever he is. I think all of those, if we... good people, I call it, Christian type, and a lot of the others that live a good life that may not be Christians, but they tried to be good people. If we would all quit watching those people and they didn't have no income, maybe we wouldn't have all this stuff out there.
Well, Johnny Depp wouldn't have enough money to have 14 houses and blow all his coin from his Pirates franchise movies and spend $30,000 a month on liquor and wine, apparently. Nettie, thank you. Let's go to Las Vegas, Nevada, listening on 840 KXNT Radio. It's Frank. Frank, you're on Schnitt. Hi.
Hey, how you doing, Schnitt? I listen to your program quite a bit, and I'd like to make a comment about Johnny Depp there. I've never seen such hatred for a president in my life. I mean, I'm 72, and I've never seen anything like it. And if an ordinary person said that, we'd be in jail or a psychiatric unit. And but these guys, McDonough, that other Kathy Gifford, it's just unbelievable. Yeah. And if I don't know what's going on. Like you say, they're putting this message out for all the psychos and nuts out there to assassinate our president. You might not respect the president, but you respect the office.
Hey, listen, you have psychos and nuts on both sides. You know, you got that nut, you got that, hey, you got that nut,
I agree.
You got that nut Alex Jones. You know, that nut Alex Jones prompted that wacko to go to that pizza shop in D.C. Shoot up the place with that completely bogus Pizzagate thing. A non-story, a total fabrication. I mean, where Hillary Clinton and John Panetta had little kids stored in the basement for sex trafficking. I mean, it was just preposterous. And that Alex Jones wacko, he inspired some guy, apparently, to go to the... to the pizza shop, and he shot the place up with like an AR-15 or something. Oh, incidentally,
I read about that.
Yeah, I just saw it.
Kind of extreme.
Listen
to him, but he's kind of too extreme for.
Listen, you've got it on both sides. You got it on both sides of the aisle here, but it seems there's a whole lot more going on with the vitriol from the Democrats lately. Oh, incidentally. The guy that shot up the ping pong pizza, whatever the heck that thing was in D.C., I just saw, I think yesterday, that he was sentenced to 4 years in prison for shooting up the place. Comet Ping Pong Pizza, thank you. Comet Ping Pong, which I don't even think has a basement. I wasn't there like some city plans that were revealed that the place doesn't even have a basement, apparently. All right, what time do we have? All right, I can grab a couple more calls. This clearly has blown up the phones here. Jerry is in Pennsylvania. A lot of Pennsylvania calls today. Jerry, watching on Newsmax television. Hi.
Hi.
Jerry, you're on. Hit it.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Do these people like Johnny Depp and the others that wish our president ill will realize that over half the country actually loves our president? And that should anything happen to him, they could very well be in the crosshairs themselves.
Well, listen, I wouldn't want to issue any kind of a threat, but I don't want to even think about any retaliatory action because I don't even want to think that anything's going to happen to Trump, the president, just like I didn't want anything to happen to Obama. I might have vehemently been opposed to virtually everything that Obama said and did, his policy, whatever his administration concocted. I might have been absolutely opposed to virtually everything, but I didn't want anything to happen to Obama. I didn't want something to happen to the office of the president or anything personally or physically to happen to him. I just wanted him voted out after. I didn't want him to win the first time in 2008, and I didn't want him to win re-election in 2012, but that's the way the cookie crumbled. But, I mean, I never wanted any ill will to fall upon Obama. All right, one more on this, and we got to move on. Chuck is in Panama City, Florida. Hello, Chuck. You're on Schnitt. Hit it.
So you're not ready to move back to Florida yet?
Well, listen, I split my time.
Well, you need to try a little better location. We're over here in Panama City Beach. You might be happier to come over here. You might think a little better of the state, you know?
Well, I love Florida. Florida, you know, my home for 23 years. And, you know, listen, I still split my time between the North and the South.
Hey, I saw that this morning. I saw Johnny Depp, and you know, I thought it was obvious. I thought everybody was seeing it, that it looked like he had guys up there just kind of holding him up, bodyguards, whatever. It looked like he was about to pass out and fall on his face.
Yeah, I don't know if he was drunk or I don't know what the situation.
Stumbling around or something. I mean, I thought he was just, I just thought he was out of it, you know, but.
Certainly possible. Chuck, thank you, buddy. I appreciate you listening. Is that going to be the excuse? Is that the excuse that he's going to make, that, oh, I was drunk? You know, I have his apology. Hold on. I've got it pulled up on the computer screen here. The Johnny Depp apology. Let's analyze this next.
This is Schnitt.
Coming up in the second hour, we've got to talk about Loretta Lynch. Loretta Lynch is being probed. Trump on taping, and of course there are no tapes. Trump on Comey and Bob Mueller. The Washington Post reporting today on what the Obama administration allegedly did because of Russian hacking. There's just a lot coming up in the upcoming 2 hours here on Schnitt. Now, I've got the Johnny Depp. I got to move close to the computer screen. Am I moving out of the frame? Can you guys still see me on TV? I'm joking. I think I can read it from right here. All right. So Johnny Depp issued an exclusive apology to People magazine. And Johnny Depp wrote, "I apologize for the bad joke about the Trump assassination joke. I apologize for the bad joke I attempted last night in poor taste about the president. It did not come out as intended, and I intended no malice. I was only trying to amuse, not harm anyone. I apologize for the bad joke that he attempted." Okie dokie. Well, I read you the White House comment a little earlier. So Depp is apologizing. What else? The White House has condemned. I read you those remarks. Oh, and of course, the Secret Service has also confirmed that it was aware of Depp's comments. Threatening the president is a crime under U.S. law. For security reasons, we cannot discuss specifically, nor in general terms, the means and methods of how we perform our protective responsibilities, the Secret Service released in a statement. So they're aware, but what will they do? Will they interview Johnny Depp? You think when Johnny Depp comes back onto U.S. soil, the Secret Service is going to want to have a word or two? I got to be honest. I think he ought to be charged. Well, with the awful latest installment of that Pirates of the Caribbean movie, he ought to be charged with with malpractice for that. I was never into the whole Pirates franchise. I mean, all the CGI, I just like good filmmaking. All the computer-generated graphics, you know, just drive me nuts. And the latest Pirates of the Caribbean was just ravaged, panned, awful. All right, folks. Goodbye, Newsmax, and we'll see you next hour. Hang on, back in a minute.
Schnitt Show.